Rebecca Allen's work, titled Landscape Enter Life, marks a voyeuristic turn to Emergence, a computer system that Allen developed in the late 1990s, able to generate artificial life, an AI system that simulates lifelike behaviours of animated artificial life forms. As a playable game, the work allows for the creation of multi-participant virtual worlds that are alive, responsive, and interactive. Activities and events emerge, including performances and non-linear stories and music, depending on the relationships and interactions between the avatar and the artificial life forms. Here, complex social environments can emerge through the interactions of simple behaviours. For the exhibition, however, we witnessed a pre-played narrative recorded as a single video. The explorative journey of the environment is witnessed through the eyes of an unseen third person, an unnamed avatar of the uncanny and unfamiliar world. The viewer becomes an observer of this closed artificial world and the life that inhabits it, and, unable to influence or change its pattern of events, becomes an inactive agent in the unmediated confrontation between the game environment and the abstracted life forms with their own rules of behaviour. Chapter 1, Landscape. A red and blue-hued cloud emerges from the black. The camera pans across the barren landscape, filled with nothing. Small pools of bright blue, red, and yellow puncture the surface, and in the background you begin to see fauna, trees, and a glowing acid green hill. On top stands a moving being. Or are they particles of light dancing? The camera pans higher, over the hill and the dirt, past the row of pointy trees and the flying sigils, into another area of emptiness. You descend downwards, through the purple-tinged clouds, and out into somewhere new. All the while, the wind is in your ears, you're moving slowly. Raising upwards, the pink streak in the far distance reminds you of a rock face. The green splotches below could be water or grass, but it's unclear. Everything looks like clouds, you're sailing high above now, pinkish pillows. You venture away from them and enter a beige backdrop. The scene fades to black. Chapter 2. Enter. You're now somewhere that feels more like a coastal region, but it still feels ethereal, like clouds. Panning to the right, you notice the same pointy trees from before in the background. The clouds are now blue and white, and the familiar neon pink at the bottom is curious. The wind is ferocious now. You can feel it rattle through your body. Still panning right, figures appear ghostly in the background. A skeleton of something large catches your eye. It seems to be in a sandy ditch below the pink peaks you're now floating on. More unusual sigils appear behind the skeleton and disappear as quickly. The sky above you is grey, almost lilac at points, but it feels cold. The lilac mountain-like objects almost blend in with it, the only difference being their coral-coloured outline. You're in a barren landscape again, now as you keep venturing right across the screen. Sharp peaks invade your vision. Are they rocks? There's harmony in the sound now, something melodic that feels inviting. Passing through those vibrant pink areas again, this time pointed like fins, you are pulled into an open vista. Is that a road in the background? Or a bridge? Who is it for? And what are all these moving figures? They don't look human or animal, somewhere in between and not familiar at all. You edge closer, but they disappear off to your left. A swarm of bird-like creatures dance in the foreground now, high above the sandy surface beneath them. The iridescence of the rock surfaces glimmer as you pass now. You feel as though you are coming to an area of life. The colours brighter than before, the landscape busier with more defined peaks, and oranges, pinks, purples, and seafoam greens piercing your vision, subsuming you in their vibrancy. The music crescendos as you continue on, and then dies down to the whistle of the wind as the screen fades again to pinky grey and then to black. Chapter 3. Life. You're now at ground level, moving forward with two rock faces coloured purply green flanking your sides. You pass the bridge you saw last. It looks like it's made of concrete. On the sand, slippery tails flap in the wind. They look like tentacles or pedipalps trying to make sense of the world around them without sight. You move quicker now, smoothly. There are now crab-leg-looking creatures in the middle of the clearing. Are they dancing? They move effortlessly around on their three legs, exploring. In the middle of the clearing is a vibrant purple pool, tinged with pink. It meanders through the valleys made by the mountains. You're floating high again now. The wind is less in this part of the landscape. It becomes wild again as you ascend. Over the verge, another clearing. This time more wooded and ethereal. The harmonious music chimes back in again as you venture down towards that green hill you saw at the beginning. You notice that it's tiered, with five levels, and it reminds you of the Tower of Babel. On each level, helicopter-like beings parade around it. Bird-like sigils coalesce at the peak, and blowholes erupt from the sand. This is where life inhabits. The scene cuts, and you're now floating high again, over the landscape you were once part of. You can see all the forms of life dancing and moving around each other in the clearing below. They flash like lightning with excitement. Now you're on the ground again, confronted with new beings made of bulbous, interlocking segments and arms that appear leaf-like, undulating in the breeze. They are majestic. You watch them for a while, whirling and parading around you, bursts of light raining down on them like spotlights. Are they performing for you? Tentacles emerge again as you exit, popping up out of the ground and sucked back in again. The screen fades to black and the sound stops. You have left.